A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon to UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of the best alternative, the right place to look at every point in time. We have said knowing what direction to face at every point in time in a man's life is very crucial for success or advancement. A man that will succeed and advance in life must look at the right direction. This man must stop looking back because sorrow looks back. Behind you, there are lots of mistakes, lots of errors you made, lots of missed opportunities in the past, in yesterday. And so you have to forget it and stop looking back. So also, you have to stop looking at the achievements we recorded yesterday. Sorrow looks back. So you stop looking back. And so this man who will arrive at his place in destiny must also stop looking around. Worry looks around. If you look around at the prevailing circumstances of the hour, you tend to worry. It is natural for every one of us. When we look around, we worry. Stop looking at yourself. It is a wrong place to look at, the wrong option. Just like the 10 spies that were sent into the promised land, they looked at themselves and they compared themselves with the men they saw in the land, the giants. And so they wrote themselves off. When a man looks at himself, looks at his abilities or qualifications, he gets depressed. He gets super depressed when he considers his disabilities and lack of qualifications for the job that is at stake, for the events, for the things that he's supposed to do, the challenges confronting him, and he considers his disabilities and lack of competence or qualification, he gets depressed. So stop looking at yourself and also stop looking at another human being. This gives birth to disappointment. The Bible makes it clear that vain is the help of man. The Bible also makes it clear that it is a curse upon a man who trusts in another man. He will not see when good shall come. Good things will miss that man because he is dependent on another man who is also looking up to another man for help. So the best alternative, we said, is looking up to God. Like the psalmist said in Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. So you must look up all the time. Faith looks up no matter what the situation in his life is. Be a man of faith. Keep looking up to God. We saw the example of Job. Job kept his gaze on God in spite of his terrible situation. Job kept his focus on God. He kept believing on God, trusting in him, and he did not look elsewhere. And so God came through for him thereafter. What about Joseph? Joseph, when he was in the pit, looked up to God. Are you in the pit or in any pit of life? Keep looking up to God. Don't look up to your brothers. They will disappoint you. They will not come. They will not help you. Don't look at your father. Your father is not around to help you. Look up to God. God is omnipresent. He is the only one who will help you out of that pit of life. What about Peter? When Peter looked around him, he saw that the wind and the sea was boisterous, and then he began to sink. Fear gripped him. Looking around caused him to sink. But he cried out to Jesus, who put his hand into his hand and helped him up. You must understand, if you put your hand into God's hand, then he will lead you through the journey of life successfully as you keep your focus on him, as you keep looking unto him. Don't forget, nothing under his control can ever be out of control. So keep your focus, keep your gaze on Jesus, the only one who does not, who cannot, and will not disappoint you or let you down. Your face, your gaze must be on Jesus. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50 and in verse number 7, the Bible says, "For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed." The prophet said, "I have set my gaze upon God. I am looking up to God, not backward. I'm not looking at yesterday. I am not looking around. I am not looking at myself. I am not looking at any man. I have set my face like a flint upon the Lord, and I know I will not be disgraced." When you set your face like a flint upon God, when you look up unto God, What will he do? Number one, God will help you. And that's all we want, the help of God, the help of the Almighty in our lives. And so as you set your gaze upon God, as you set your face as a flint on him, God will help you. I pray that God will help you. Also, God will ensure that you are not disgraced. And so I am praying for you, you will not know disgrace. You will not be disgraced in the name of Jesus. He said, therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know I will not be ashamed. That is the outcome for a man whose eyes are on the Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help. Lift your eyes unto God, unto the hills from where comes your help. The help of God is what you get as you keep your focus, your gaze on God. He will arise to help you. He will also ensure that you are not disgraced, and he will also bless the works of your hands. So let's set our eyes on God. Let's look up to him. It's the best alternative, looking up to God. What again or where again do we need to look if we're going to excel or succeed in life? You must constantly look at the Word of God. Look to the Word of God all of the time. The Word of God is what gives you confidence and joy and peace and direction. So keep looking into the Word of God. The Word of God is settled in heaven forever. The Bible says God has exalted his word above all his names. The word of God over your life will definitely come to pass. Set your face, your gaze, your focus, your expectation on the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 13 and verse number 14, my son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectations shall not be cut off. Let your expectations be on the word of God. Search for the word of God every day. Look into the word of God on a daily basis. Whoever looks unto this perfect law of liberty and does not deviate from it, but is a doer of the works, that is the man that shall be blessed in all that he does. So your eyes, your focus, your gaze must be on God, must be on the word of God. You can build your life on thus says the Lord, particularly from the scriptures. You can build your life on the word of God. I do not simply mean by somebody prophesying to you. Rather, I mean on the word of God. You can base your destiny. Keep looking at the word. The word of God cannot disappoint, will not disappoint, and will not fail you. Others may fail. The word of God will never fail. Don't also forget that prayers, prophecies, and every other thing will come to an end. They will end. Only the word of God abides forever. There is no end to God's word. There is an end to speaking in tongues. There is an end to prophecy, but there is no end to the word of God. If you must get there in this age, particularly in this period of hardship and adversity, you must ensure that you are always looking unto the Lord. Lift your eyes, set your gaze upon God. Lift up your eyes unto the hills. Set your face as a flint upon the Lord, and also look constantly at the word of God. Look into his word. You will not be ashamed if you look into the word of God. In chapter 23 of the book of Job, verse number 12, Job said, I have esteemed the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. In his predicament, Job fixed his gaze on God's word. No wonder Job could say, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that I shall stand in the last days. No wonder he could say, though he slays me, yet will I put my trust in him, because he kept looking into the word of God, and so he overcame the challenges of his present, of the now. You will also overcome the challenges of your now if you fix your gaze on God and on the word of God. It is my prayer that God will come through for you in whatever situation you are in, and that the word of God will profit you as you stake your life, your destiny on that word. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and say, Father, my eyes are upon you. Come through for me in the name of Jesus. My eyes are upon you, O God. I depend absolutely, I depend totally upon you, not on any man, not on myself, not on my abilities, not on my parents, not on my uncle, not on anybody. I depend absolutely upon you, O God, that you will come through for me in the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, I stake my life and my destiny on your word. Your word never fails. Therefore, let me profit from the word. I build my life, my destiny upon your word. Lord, let your word profit me. Your word never fails. Let it not fail for me. Let it profit me. Let it prosper me. And let your name be glorified in the precious name of Jesus. Are you going through any difficult situation at the moment? Is there any challenging issue or adversity in your life? I'd like you to set it up before the Lord and say, Father, I present to you and I hand over to you my challenges, my problems, the adversities of my life. I put them all in your hand. Things turn around in your hand. And therefore, Lord, I commit them into your hands. Let them turn around in my life. Let there be a turnaround. Let these situations experience a divine turnaround to the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Eternal Father, because things will turn around in my life for the praise of the glory of your name, in Jesus' precious name. Put your life under God's care and control. Put your life under the word of God. Nothing under his control can ever be out of control. I pray your life, your destiny, your circumstances will never be out of control because you have put them under his control in the precious name of Jesus. I pray that the word of God will profit you, will prosper you, and your things will turn around positively to the praise of the name of the Lord in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral tomorrow. It promises to be explosive. 7:30 a.m. we meet for the School of the Spirit, where we are taught on how to relate with the Holy Spirit and get the best in our relationship with Him. 7:30 a.m. And thereafter, the worship service starts at 8:20 a.m. You may wish to join either or both of these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Ologunweru, join us for a glorious service beside Joannick Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. at Inuke Bus Stop, Ologunweru, Ibadan. And if you are around Ring Road, join us at number 2, Animashan Street, Ajayigbe Bus Stop, before Tejul Hospital. Time at these two locations is 9 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.